Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. President Obama is taking part in a two-day summit in Panama City, where he's expected to encounter Cuban President Raul Castro. VOA's Larissa Hoke reports.
U.S. relations with Cuba will be on the agenda as regional leaders meet Friday and Saturday. President Obama discussed the issue with Caribbean leaders during a stop in Jamaica's capital, Kingston.
My expectation is that during the course of this year and into next year, you'll see a series of steps and measures that are taken to build trust and to establish genuine dialogue.
Mr. Obama said the White House is reviewing a State Department report on Cuba to determine if the country should be removed from a list of state sponsors of terrorism. Larissa Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Visiting U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter, who arrived in South Korea Thursday, says the U.S. military is preparing to deploy new weapons in the region, but is not yet prepared to discuss deployment of an advanced missile defense system. After meeting with his South Korean counterpart, Carter told a joint news conference Friday that the deployment of the Terminal High Altitude Area Defense missile system was not on the agenda, and Washington was not yet at the point where it could discuss deployment of the system with anyone in the world. Somalia's government has placed bounties on the heads of 11 al-Shabaab leaders, including the militant group's top leader and the alleged mastermind of last week's massacre in Kenya. The largest reward of $250,000 is for the capture of al-Shabaab's chief, Ahmed Omar Abu Ubaid. This is